Thank you and good morning. County residents will have the chance to raise the sales tax by a half cent in November after the supervisors approve a resolution today. The tax increase is aimed at funding public safety, particularly to areas that receive less law enforcement service and coverage. But public safety is not solely about law enforcement. Although rural fire departments are listed in the proposal, it's unclear what sort of funding they will receive. And Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods wonders when the discussion will turn to the needs of those local fire departments and fire districts.
I can tell you there has been no discussion with fire, and this is being sold as public safety. And in fact, the county did a poll, asked a number of questions trying to gauge support for this. 84% of the people sampled said that they are in favor of supporting fire, but yet there's been no discussion with the fire departments in the county.
Woods pointed out that many areas in the county are served by hard-pressed volunteer departments.
We have about 35 complete volunteer fire departments in this county, and they are struggling. The county should pay attention that we provide a vital service too, and the law enforcement issues that are occurring out there, whether it's drugs, whether it's homeless encampments, whether it's the environmental issues from that, you know, it's not just the police and the sheriff that respond to those. We are the same ones responding with them.
Wood said that ignoring the service that fire departments provide is ignoring a key component of the public safety sector. The Board of Supervisors is expected to approve a resolution declaring an ongoing drought in Humboldt County and a state of emergency. The National Weather Service lists Humboldt County in the exceptional drought category, and the drought has affected small communities throughout the region, including the failure of small water systems, impacts to local rivers and waterways, and reduced access to water for rural residents. The resolution addresses wildfire concerns, as well as water infrastructure improvements. The Yurok tribe is requesting more than $4 million for drought mitigation efforts on tribal lands. The State Water Resources Control Board is expected to implement new water use restrictions today in an effort to increase water conservation. The Board of Supervisors will also approve placing three school bonds on the November ballot. Requests from Fortuna Elementary, Southern Humboldt Unified, and Jacoby Creek Charter will be added to that November ballot. The supervisors are also expected to approve a loan from the Headwaters Board of some $800,000 to the Humboldt Waste Management Authority for a cleanup of the old Cummings Road burn ash site, which was in operation from 1933 until 1969. The Board of Trustees for the College of the Redwoods voted to reduce the number of seats on the board by one at their July 8th meeting. The board, by a vote of 6-1, reduced the number of board members from 9 to 8, and a further reduction to 7 trustees could be the next step, depending on what happens if the Fort Bragg properties are transferred to Mendocino College. The trustees made the cutback by not filling the seat of Southern Humboldt resident George Truitt, who resigned last year and whose trustee seat remains vacant. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. St. Joseph's Hospital announced on Monday that the annual golf tournament and fundraiser, its largest event of the year, brought in more than $160,000 for the hospital foundation. All proceeds from the benefit dinner and auction and the golf classic, which were held in June, go to the purchase of new equipment for the cancer treatment program. During the golf event, hospital volunteers made a surprise donation to President Dr. David O'Brien. The volunteers had made pledges for $50,000, bringing their total in pledges to more than $250,000 over the past several years. Over the past decade, the benefit dinner and the golf classic have raised more than $750,000 for St. Joseph's Hospital. Sheriff's detectives have begun an investigation into the human remains that were found in the water of the Van Dusen River off Highway 36 on Saturday. The caller reported finding skeletal remains in the water near Burr Valley. There are a few other details available. The age, the sex, and the identity of the remains are unknown, and there is no determination of a cause of death. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating 43-year-old James Christopher Town, a man wanted in connection with a domestic violence incident. Town is suspected of assaulting a woman with whom he was sharing an encampment in the woods behind Winship School. Town is an adult white male, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.